What's up, Johnny?
All right, man.
Where do you go, babe?
You can take out the mask, Doug. The case fatality rate's like 0.1 to 0.3, according to USC.
Is it really? That's reassuring.
USC.
Everybody here has been vaccinated anyway.
USC and LA County Public Health came out with a study. They found that there are 7,000 cases in California, but they really believe that there are anywhere from 221,000 to 442,000 people who were infected.
Really?
Yeah.
So that makes it 0.1 to 0.3? Yeah. Is a study to come out with?
Yeah, just give it to that. So it suggests that the case fatality is 10.
Wow.
Which puts the right line with the flu.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is.
At the moment, I don't believe we have the evidence on any of the vaccines to be confident that it's going to prevent people from actually getting the infection and therefore being able to pass it on.
Welcome to the Daily Wrap-Up, a concise show dedicated to bringing you the most relevant independent news as we see it from the last 24 hours. Wednesday, December 30th, 2020, I've got a special show for you today. Something that is that I've been talking about, that I've been referencing, that I've been pointing to the possibility of, something that it suddenly is everywhere. Something that all of a sudden has been debunked 1,000 times over, except they didn't actually debunk what they say they're debunking. This is something in regard to specifically masks and whether or not they have the possibility of causing, let's just say, first of all, infections and then bacterial pneumonia, which infections can lead to. So we're going to go through the evidence today. We're going to go through just that one topic. We're going to go over what they're saying. We're going to go over what we already know. We're going to go over things that they're saying that seem to be unrelated to that topic and then show you very clearly what the evidence seems to point to. But I want you to make your decision. I want you to come to your own conclusion based on what the evidence shows you. I have my own opinions and I'm sure I'll let it slide as we go through the show today. But what's most important is that you consider the evidence and come to your own conclusion. Because what they want to frame anything like this as we'll get into when we start talking about the debunkings, is they point to the extreme version. Here's somebody on Facebook with 13 shares that's claiming that this does this in mass no matter what, and you know, and that's not what's happening here. Conflating these claims that aren't backed up by anything with the real objective conversation we're having here about whether or not it's possible that bacterial pneumonia can be caused by wearing a mask. And then if that's the case, why would that be the case? And we'll get into all of that. But nonetheless, remember, we are still being censored. I'm not going to talk about Twitter today because I decided to break off. I had like probably 3 other hours of content that I was going to go over today, but I pushed it off maybe until after the show, maybe not, but definitely tomorrow if not. Because I wanted to focus on just this topic, just on this idea, because it's very important today. And I feel maybe, and maybe you can decide the same, think, you know, for yourself, maybe the linchpin to all of this second rise and everything we're seeing here. Possible. But I will follow up on all of that. For those that didn't see, I've already been censored on Twitter, suspended indefinitely. No email. So even Spiro even told me he got an email. I didn't even get an email. Nothing. Just moved, gone, released, just no longer able to participate. Based on seemingly no violation of the rules whatsoever. But I'll go over that tomorrow. Because I'm not the story today. The story is how important this is. And even tomorrow, that wouldn't be me. The story is censorship. But let's continue. Now, to start off, I want to make a point here in regard to the CDC. And the fact that the CDC has very clearly continued to push, not just suggest, not say, here's one option, but push the idea of cloth masks. Even to this moment. right? Even right now, despite all of what we have come to find out about masks in general, the different kinds, how much difference there are between them, even in regard to what they are supposed to do, you know, like what the box, the ones that make them will say they do, like, you know, the fact that they write on the side of the box that they don't do certain things, they know what they can and can't do. And even within that conversation, we've come to see that cloth masks are pretty much like the last thing you should possibly use. Yet, oddly enough, and this is as of November 20th, but this is the last up-to-date statement they've made in regard to this, they're saying that this should absolutely be the case. CDC recommends community use of masks, specifically non-valved multi-layer cloth masks, just so we understand that when we start the conversation out, that this is not, that this is being pushed. Now, I've showed you in the past that the page about masks on the CDC, I had it up earlier. Let's see if it pops up right away. Doesn't look like it, but I had the CDC's page about masks in general, which now it just kind of says it's geared towards cloth masks, but now it just kind of has a bunch of general different stuff. But you'll notice even in the URL, it still specifically even says cloth mask guidance. But this is more important than that page because this is them specifically telling you that this is what you should be using cloth masks. You'll also find that the media, by and large, across the board, has been telling you that cloth masks are what you should go with, and in making them cool and trendy and hip, aside from the fact that we're going to get into very clearly that these masks and the way that they're claiming they should be used in regard to stopping viral transmission, even according to doctors, and even according to the doctors themselves showing, you know, that that's not actually what's happening or that they're able to do so, but even according to doctors that push these, will tell you that if you touch the mask once, you should be throwing it away and getting something new. Once. But they're pushing this on a mass scale around the world, and let's just say our country, to every person anywhere, not really guiding anybody on exactly how. I'm sure there's mainstream articles about it, but do you really believe everybody out there is researching? No, they're just buying some stuff at the corner store and putting it on because they're told to. And we're going to show you that those things done in the way they're without any guidance or, you know, just reusable, throwing it in your car, putting it in your pocket, which is happening everywhere, is a guaranteed way to make sure that it has absolutely no effect in the regard they're saying, even though ultimately it doesn't anyway. But they're not guiding anybody. Cotton face masks are my go-to to stay safe. When the CDC announced that everyone should be wearing cloth masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19, I, like everyone else, immediately began trying out a variety of different masks, right? And remember that none of these masks are guided by any kind of core, there's no guidance, let's say, from the government. There's no time, you know, no page they look at to make sure they meet certain criteria. They just make a mask. They give you some cloth, they fold it, and they put some strings on it. That's not a joke. Anybody anywhere can start making masks and sell them. How does that make sense if this is a medical concept that's supposed to stop the biggest thing we've ever seen in a century? But sure, you can go buy something that your corner store threw together for 2 cents. And that's safe? I mean, this is basic stuff here. This is just to point out the fur right out of the gate that they never really try to guide anybody into how to, whether you should touch it, whether you should throw it away, whether you should be washing it, whether you should do any of this stuff. Yes, they've written articles about it. But they've never made a point to stand up and say, just, you know, in the sense of, say, you have to wear this wherever you go, and then follow that up by a very clear guidance on what you should and should not do. They're not doing that. Which leads us to the claim being made. And I showed this article from Global Research. I think this was at least a couple months ago, talking about Dr. John Meehan, I believe, who is telling us that he is seeing an increase in bacterial pneumonia around the world, according to people he's talking to, but specifically in front of him. He's seeing an increase in infections, pneumonia, and speaking to his colleagues around the world, concurring that they're also seeing the same. And not only just seeing it a rise in specific, but just a general rise around the use of masks as a whole. So what we need to think about as this continues is if these are possibly causing bacterial pneumonia, and if the CDC, which we know they are pushing specifically those masks, we would like to believe that that means that they know something about those, and there's a reason that's... Well, the point is because they would say they're ubiquitous, because, well, most people can use them. So that seems to be an easy way to go for something that just seems to apply to the masses as opposed to what's actually safe. The screen's freezing on me. I'm sure you guys could tell. This is just a common. This will never end. I mean, look, the idea of how this my content in a general sense on everything, everywhere I ever touch is being aggressively manipulated, I just hope everybody realizes that. Remember the time when this used to be just the craziest conspiracy theory that how, yeah, right, yeah, there's nobody trying to control what you're saying? We know that's not true. So as I'm dealing with this situation, look, I don't have a whole, I don't have an exponential amount of tabs or, you know, most tabs like I do every day. Yet, my one screen with this many tabs and nothing else open is every single time. Never happens while I'm doing work all day. But when I'm live, can't say I know that's why it's happening, but I'm just trying to waste time because this is freezing on me. I can't, this is frozen right now. So I want people to understand that this is something that's clearly happening as I'm being censored on YouTube, removed on Twitter, controlled. My podcast is attacked by GoDaddy. I have to literally leave the largest hosting platform on the planet because they would block my podcast if it was on their platform. There's so much censorship, it is unbelievable. I knew this was going to happen. Of course it's happening today. If this literally doesn't unfreeze, I don't know what else I can do. I have to, this is sort of ruining the show as it is, as we stand here. And it's just going to freeze on me and I don't know what else to do here. But we can continue to talk. I don't want to start getting into the data without showing you this. If I really have to, I will close and start again. I don't care. I don't care if they try to stop me doing this stuff. I'm going to keep going no matter what. Drive the damn thing into the ground. Man, oh man, oh man. How about we do this? And get to, let's see. Apologies for the delay, ladies and gentlemen. It's quite frustrating. I'm sure you can understand. Oh man, this is crazy. Just so you let me just get back here. So you guys can see me. At least you can see me. Rad. The whole thing's frozen. So I'm trying to think of what I can do in the meantime here. Let me just play a clip of something. How about that? And maybe we can give it some time. I'll play one of these important clips that sort of has a little bit to do with what we're talking about today. Man, I can't express to you how frustrating it is that, you know, when you're trying to get the truth across and literally everybody in every corner of everything that's controlled by the powers that be or shouldn't be is fighting against you in every possible way. Hey, it finally just stopped. I was going to play a clip. All right, so I've got to figure out a way here that this isn't going to freeze every 10 seconds, but let's just continue. I truly apologize about the delay, but understand that's the whole point. That's exactly what they want right there. So it's not this seamless knock you out of your seat show. It's a break for 30, 40, 50 seconds to 2 minutes. All right, medical doctor warns that bacterial pneumonias are on the rise from wearing masks. So if we can remember, so it's not disjointed from where we were just talking about, the point is, if the CDC is pushing this and they are clearly driving cloth masks. Here is a doctor. No, it's for everyone commenting in the chat. I've got all that handled. My computer is stellar. It has nothing to do with space or anything like that. But medical doctor warns that bacterial pneumonias are on the rise from wearing masks. So this was published in October 2020. This is a doctor telling us that he's seen this around the world, as I was saying. Let's read what he has to say. Dr. James Meehan, medical doctor, followed by warning that the mask wearing was, quote, has well-known risks that have been well-studied and they're not being discussed in the risk analysis. He says, quote, I'm seeing patients that have facial rashes, fungal infections, bacterial infections. Reports coming from my colleagues all over the world are suggesting that the bacterial pneumonias are on the rise. Why might that be? Because and this is his opinion, to be clear. Now I'm going to go through evidence that seems to corroborate what he's saying. Or at the very least, that this leads to bacteria in your mouth, which then logically can easily lead to bacterial pneumonia. And I'll make that case for you. He says, because untrained members of the public are wearing medical masks repeatedly in a non-sterile fashion, they're becoming contaminated. They're pulling them off their car seat, on their rearview mirror, which every one of us have seen, on their pocket, on their countertop, how many people have been out somewhere and seen people everywhere eating in a food hall or in a restaurant with their masks sitting on the table next to them? And they're reapplying a mask that should be worn fresh and sterile every single time. Dr. Meehan adds, quote, new research is showing that cloth masks may be increasing the aerosolization of SARS-CoV-2 virus into the environment, causing an increased transmission of the disease. And yes, that's his opinion. For everyone screaming, it hasn't been isolated, Ryan, you know it's not real. That's something that's possible. But we're going to go through the evidence and read it through. I just know there's always that happening. There's always the people out there that are convinced that this is simply fake, that it's not real, and that's certainly possible. Koch's postulates has not been satisfied. That's the truth. That's what you should say, right? But because Koch's postulates has not been satisfied means that we haven't proven that it's actually causing this, not necessarily that it's simply not there. I'm sure that's certainly a possibility to consider. But this is how we need to operate. We don't want to be like them. Be better than them. That's what the mainstream media does. You don't jump to the conclusion. That's happening with Nashville right now. You wait for the evidence to show you. So yes, Koch's postulates has not been satisfied. So it's possible that it may not be exactly what we're dealing with. But he's saying that this in general, which I would argue is probably the logic would apply to any virus, which, you know, the same conversation. New research is showing that cloth masks may be increasing the aerosolization of SARS-CoV-2 into the environment, causing an increased transmission of the disease. In conclusion, he states, in February and March, we were told not to wear masks, which we all remember. He said, what changed? The science didn't change. The politics did. And that's important. That's what I've been saying from the beginning. There wasn't just new. And look, there's been a lot of attempts to make it appear as if there's new science, new systematic reviews of the same stuff we've already pointed to. And we showed you what that's talking about. But when this happened, this shift, when they suddenly started going, well, yeah, you should do it. There wasn't anything that happened right there. There wasn't some big study that came out. They just suddenly said different things. And yes, that's because of politics. There's a reason that every one of them came out and said, yeah, the science isn't there. You shouldn't do this. Right here, I'll even reference this at the end. You know what? I'm not even going to do it just in case it freezes. I'll show you at the end. You know, there's a post from the WHO that's still up on their website that literally contradicts everything, or on their Facebook page, that contradicts everything that's being said right now. He says, this is about compliance, this doctor said. It's not about science. Our opposition is using low-level retrospective observational studies that should not be the basis for making a medical decision of this nature. Does that sound like exactly what they've tried to say about us? Those aren't random control trials. Well, guess what? The table's switched, right? The script is flipped now. They're the ones pointing to observational computer models and saying that's the facts because it says what they want it to say. Nonetheless, it shouldn't be about what I'm saying or they're saying. It should be about the data, and you should be able to consider it for yourself. But of course, here's what we get, right? And this is where this conversation begins, and this is where it's being attacked, because this is clearly something that you'll see the data supports. But they're coming out and going, no, bacterial pneumonia is not caused by wearing face masks. 99% of people that were looking to find the debunked article because they didn't want to believe that, because they're, you know, masks and support authority and so on, will read the headline, send it to their friend without reading it, or just walk away feeling vindicated. I knew it. But that's not what this article is actually talking about. They nowhere in this article are proving that pneumonia can't be caused by a mask. What they do, though, is point out the tweet that says the unmasked buried the mask in the Spanish flu. What the point? They're claiming that people that weren't masked were the ones burying the people that were wearing masks. I can't corroborate that. What did people in masks die from? Bacterial pneumonia. Looks like a tweet says. Who knew this and wrote about it in 2008? Dr. Fauci. Now, here's the facts. Dr. Fauci wrote an article in 2008 specifically in regard to the Kansas flu, the Spanish flu, which is what it's not called. But regardless, we know, as the facts show, even Wikipedia points out, it started in the United States and Kansas, and the U.S. military spread it around the world. And Spain was just the first one that pointed it out and nobody else was willing to, and they got labeled with it. Sound familiar today? Well, the point being that he wrote about it and saying, as a matter of fact, that most people in 1918 died from bacterial pneumonia, not from the actual respiratory illness, the flu they were dealing with. That is what he wrote. Now, the debunked part is about Fauci didn't mention masks anywhere. That's actually what it says anywhere. Fauci co-authored and made no link to mask wearing. So just by proving that Fauci never made the link between 1918 and bacterial pneumonia and masks does in no way debunk that pneumonia can be caused by a mask. But that's what the headline says. And you'll notice, I'm not going to waste the time. Feel free to read through this. I'm going to show you like 7 other examples doing the exact same thing. Pneumonia is not caused by wearing masks because Fauci never made that reference in an article from 2008. That makes a lot of sense, but this is your mainstream media journalism for you. Now, I had to keep this on this page because this ridiculous mainstream article speaks out the moment you start playing it, and just like that, and it won't stop playing. But here's the point. This is ABC saying, verify, no, Fauci didn't blame masks on 1918 Spanish flu. Now, that's actually the right way you would frame that, like as a headline. Like at the very least, they're not saying, even though they're kind of doing the same thing in the article, that bacterial pneumonia can't be caused by masks. But the reason I'm showing you this one is to read what they say here, just to confirm this for you. So they're asking clearly, did Dr. Fauci say that a mask during the 1918 flu caused it? They said no. These viral claims take a few nuggets of truth from the study and spins them into a false narrative about masks. Now, this is what they do. So there's somebody just like me out there that's saying, hey, look at this. Dr. Fauci wrote in an article that there was more bacterial pneumonia in 1918 than the thing they were dealing with. Is it possible that's caused by masks? And somebody picks that up and shares it and gets, you know, there you'll actually see the one they're referencing. Ooh, it got almost 500 shares. It's like, whoa, sure went viral. Not at all, right? The point is that's a small post in regard to the bigger sense of things. And they misrepresented it and said, caused by masks. That doesn't mean that the conversation at general is doing that, but that's how they frame it. So they can dismiss anybody like me who's being objective and actually looking at the facts. But it says Dr. Fauci, yes, did co-write the paper about bacterial pneumonia during the 1918 flu, but it had nothing to do with masks. Okay, we've established that. No way does that counter the concept of them being connected. But he says in this study, in the one that Dr. Fauci wrote, he looked into the causes of death associated with influenza pandemics. The key findings were that the majority of deaths in 1918, quote, were likely resulted directly from secondary bacterial pneumonia. Now, secondary is the argument that that was caused by the flu. Now, that's certainly possible. The only point I'm trying to get on this page is that Fauci himself, as well as anybody you want to, the history states, it's clear, more people died from bacterial pneumonia in 1918 than the pandemic they said was going around. It didn't sound like it was really a pandemic then, does it? Well, that only if you connect the two and say, well, one caused the other. Now, again, certainly possible. But remember in your mind today, the idea of PIC and this whole thing that is all of a sudden becoming this big story. I was talking about that months and months and months ago, which means pneumonia, influenza, and COVID. CDC is right now combining those things to sell you on the mortality of COVID-19. That's why flu doesn't seem to exist right now. All these different scenarios, they're using that to claim we're above an epidemic threshold. But very clearly, Fauci said, and the studies show and the information shows, more people died from bacterial pneumonia than the flu. Gosh darn it. Frozen again. Let's see. Maybe there's a clip that I could play in between. Hopefully it doesn't take as long as last time. I really apologize for this, guys. I promise you this is not intentional, obviously. So let's see. Let's play, since we're talking about masks here. There we go. Went quickly anyway. Okay, so what is bacterial pneumonia? God, I can't stand it. It bothers me the hell out of me that I have to pause like that. What is bacterial pneumonia? So we understand this before we go forward. Bacterial pneumonia is an infection of your lungs caused by certain bacteria, right? So that means the bacteria is making its way into your body through an orifice, your mouth, your nose, something like this. Usually your mouth and your nose. The most common one, and this is very important to remember through this whole show, the most common bacteria that's causing bacterial pneumonia is Streptococcus, which we've all heard, strep throat, which, by the way, is only one of the many. And in fact, strep leads to heart disease, which is, again, relevant to what they're trying to say is COVID-19 ties. But just remember this. The most common one of the bacteria that cause this is strep. But other bacteria can cause it, too. It says if you're young and basically healthy, these bacteria can live in your throat without causing any trouble. But if your body's defenses, your immune system, become weak for some reason, the bacteria can go down into your lungs. When this happens, the air sacs of your lungs get infected and inflamed. They fill up with fluid, and that causes pneumonia. And just a side note, thinking about intubation and being on an intubator, seems interesting that would not seem to align correctly if you had this and you were intubated. It seems that would exacerbate the problem. Seems very relevant. But your immune system, as we know, can be weakened by a lot of different things, one of which is something like a mask on your face. Now, this is one of these other points that maybe I'll have to do another show about. Well, they're going to say, that's not true. Sort of like they're saying this one's not true, but you make your mind up at the end. But we have plenty of doctors who have already claimed the idea that this is, and the research is there as well. I have plenty of studies that suggest the same exact thing, that the idea of, that, for instance, the lowered blood oxygen level, which I'll get into at the end of the show with five different random controlled trial studies from the NIH National Library of Medicine and British Medical Journal that all come to the conclusion that there's a lowered blood oxygen level from wearing a mask for a reasonable amount of time, that would add to one of many characteristics that would actually lower your immune system. So just remember that strep is the one, the biggest one, in regard to what causes this, and your immune system could cause that to begin, or the lowered immune system. Now, the bigger point to start off with, before we get to a British Medical Journal discussion that shows you the whole big point, is that mask mouth is something we've talked about from pretty much the beginning of this. I hadn't even seen anybody talk about this until I saw it in an oral health article that was actually citing the New York Post, which I'll show you next. But this is one of the most important parts of this, because what this is going to show you is that it is the seemingly the agreed upon conclusion in the mainstream and elsewhere that mask mouth is happening, that masks are causing what they're saying is mask mouth. And I'll show you what that is. Now, when you find out that mask mouth is in infections and bacteria happening in your mouth, that seems to counter the concept that you can't get a bacterial infection from a mask, even though they're pointing right now and saying this mask is causing these infections in your mouth. But when you say bacterial pneumonia, oh, fake news, all right, just to get it in your head. So let's continue, and I'll reference that again. One of the new and recently noticed side effects, and this is not too old, these have been written all the way up until the last couple months. One of the new and recently noticed side effects is on the oral health of the wearer, known as mask mouth. This includes symptoms like caries, like decay, gingivitis, halitosis, like bad breath, candidiasis, and angular chelitis. Some of these are, you know, terms that I'm not good at pronouncing, but all of these are caused by bacteria and infections in your mouth. Very interesting to think about. On another side note too, I find it relevant all of a sudden that these did stop getting written about right about the time when the conversation about bacterial pneumonia started becoming one. Weird, right? Suddenly they stopped caring about mask mouth. Watch how suddenly from months from now, this will be, that was never true to begin with, you fake news conspiracy theorist. We'll see how that goes. But here's the point from the Dental Tribune. And there's plenty of dental sites that are, as well as, I'll show you next, the New York Post, making the same claim. Implications of mask mouth. Dental caries. This is dental decay. Predisposition to decay has been placed in correlation with the entry of air through the mouth due to mouth breathing. Now, I'll show you again numerous times that wearing a mask leads to breathing through your mouth instead of your nose. That's a common conclusion that's very clear because it's hard, you have a harder time breathing, so subconsciously you just breathe through your mouth. But don't worry, they'll counter the idea that it's harder to breathe when you make that point elsewhere. Funny how that works, right? But it says, through the mouth due to mouth breathing and the regular intake of fermentable carbohydrates, fermentation, right? I mean, that doesn't sound like a healthy process in your mouth, but it says resulting in the formation of plaque mostly composed of acid-forming and acid-tolerable species such as Streptococcus. So what you're seeing here, if you haven't made the connection, is that they're telling you that... I forgot to close the page. I told you that happens. It starts up on me. Oh, actually, hold on. There we go. Get it back to here so I don't lose the tab. Okay. Thank you, mainstream media, for being terrible as always. Where were we? Don't freeze on me. Okay. So if you weren't making the connection, they're telling you right here that wearing a mask causes decay and infection in your mouth that leads to Streptococcus, resulting in the formation of plaque mostly composed of acid-forming and acid-tolerable species such as Streptococcus. Okay, so if the point is that bacterial pneumonia is caused by Streptococcus, and that's the most common, and they're telling you right here that your mask causes that in your mouth, which then, by the way, would lead to more mouth breathing, which would open, which would cause you to breathe that more down into your throat, which they'll say next. What am I missing? What are they missing is the question, or what are they choosing to ignore? I find that to be pretty damn convincing, but we'll keep going. There's plenty more to get into. And it says, and it lists another one, and that's the point. There's plenty more than that. It says, thus we can say prolonged use of face masks can be a predisposing factor for dental decay, which is infections of themselves, which is bacteria. So they're clearly willing to tell you, because mask mouth, that you can get bacterial infections in your mouth because of wearing the mask. But the moment, even Streptococcus, which is the leading cause or the most common in regard to leading to bacterial pneumonia in your lungs. But the moment you try to say, but wait a minute, can't that very quickly become bacterial pneumonia because that's the leading? No, fake news. Why exactly? Oh, there's no logic there. There's no medical reason why here's why that can't happen, despite all these other examples of that literally happening constantly and causing all these other things. But the one thing, nope, that one's not. Why? Because that one is contagious. That one looks exactly like COVID-19, has all the same symptoms. That one was interestingly correlated to a previous pandemic. That one seems to be something that's very relevant to what might be happening right now. But you know what? I'm a crazy conspiracy theorist, so you probably shouldn't listen to me, right? Studies demonstrated that mouth breathing may cause an increase in susceptibility of gingival inflammation for gingivitis. Again, because of this exact point. It says halitosis. Most of the patients having masks have complained about halitosis, also known as mask breath, which is just basically more bacteria. That bad breath is caused by exactly the same things we're talking about. Now it says oral and decreased salivary rate, you know, you're having, you know, spit in your mouth, and dehydration due to the use of masks may alter the oral microbiota of and increase, excuse me, the risk of opportunistic infections, such as candida, right? So they're saying right here that keeping the mask on dries out your mouth, which increases the risk of infections. What am I missing? How come the moment that it becomes the possibility of this other kind of infection that also is very closely tied to strep and the idea of everything we're talking about becomes unrealistic and fake news the moment that we point to it? Ulcers and whatever that other word is, prolonged use of masks creates a warm, moist environment on surrounding skin of mouth, which is a perfect condition for bacteria to flourish and grow. But it's fake news, though. This overgrowth of bacteria can produce angular cheilitis, cracking, and ulcers at the corner of your mouth. So we've already seen this. This is really gross, by the way. This is what you're getting right now if you're following direction from your authorities. Everywhere. Acne, cracked lips, black teeth, cracked teeth, bad breath, everything. It's horrible. I think I said that twice, but anyway. But bacteria from your mask or from wearing the mask is causing all of these infections. But it's impossible that it can cause the one that seems to look just like COVID-19, that seems to be labeled as COVID-19, just like in 1918. Isn't that interesting? Well, let's continue. This is the New York Post. Mask mouth is a seriously stinky side effect of wearing masks. Gosh darn it, this just grosses me out. Like, I was like kind of half joking. I said this in the beginning. I said, man, this is going to devolve people into like two different species. Like, there's going to be the mask people and the ones that won't wear them. They're going to be all gross and sticky and smelly, right? I mean, this is not a joke. This is what is happening. August 5th, but imagine where it is now. It says, now that dentists have reopened their doors, they're having patients show up with a nasty set of symptoms. Let me ask you this. How in the world are they going to pretend like restaurants can't open? But sure, go open a dentist office where people are sticking their hands in your mouth and exchanging damn near everything. Though, that's okay, though. Now, I'm not saying I think that shouldn't happen. I'm just saying you point out the hypocrisy and the contradictions within their own narrative. But it says they're having patients show up with a nasty set of symptoms, with the doctors have dubbed mask mouth, you know, taking it from meth mouth. Good times. The new oral hygiene issue caused by, you guessed it, wearing a mask all the time to prevent the spread of coronavirus is leading to all kinds of dental disasters like decaying teeth, which is bacteria, receding gum lines, which leads to heart disease, which, by the way, they're claiming COVID-19 is causing, despite it already being the leading cause of death in this country. It's interesting, though, that we're seeing an increase, but seeming that masks could seem to lead to that same thing. Right? This idea that we're talking about, this also causing gum disease, which leads to heart disease. But also seriously bad breath. Quote, we're seeing inflammation in people's gums that have been healthy forever. and cavities in people who have never had them before. Right, these are from dentists that have been seeing these people their whole lives. Quote, about 50% of our patients are being impacted by this. 50%! So we decided to name it Mask Mouth after Meth Mouth. Ask yourself why you're not hearing about this. Why? Because they do not want to stop you from wearing a mask, even if it's the truth. It says, while Mask Mouth isn't as quite as obvious, if left untreated, the results could be equally harmful as Meth Mouth. That's what they're saying. Gum disease or periodontal disease will eventually lead to strokes and an increased risk of heart attacks. That's caused by wearing a mask. That's not even a that's literally what the doctors and the dentists are telling you right now. But don't worry, that's not going to increase the numbers. And I mean, it's just ridiculous how all the actions are increasing all the deaths, and all the deaths anywhere are being counted as COVID-19 for the most part. He says the stinky syndrome is triggered by face covering, since wearing a mask increases dryness of the mouth and a buildup of bad bacteria. Remember, we just talked about this, where the mask is causing the dry in your mouth. And that's what he's saying, same thing. So if that can lead to streptococcus in your mouth, and that could lead to bacterial pneumonia, which we clearly just showed you, what am I missing? Where's the breakdown of logic here where that's not possible? Quote, people tend to breathe through their mouth instead of through their nose while wearing a mask. The mouth breathing is causing the dry mouth, which leads to a decrease in saliva. The saliva is what fights the bacteria and cleanses your teeth. So you're drying your mouth out, which causes the buildup, which we just pointed to, which then causes the bacteria, which you can then breathe back into your throat, which is exactly what we're talking about. Gosh, I don't want to jump around on these tabs, but there was a point that I want to point out here. I think I can find it. Yeah, perfect, right here. Right, so I'm just going to jump to this one now because it seems more relevant now. Right, this is the general concept. This is just about brushing your teeth. This is just saying, this is about 2017. Here's how brushing your teeth could make you sick. Specifically, pneumonia. If you don't brush your teeth and have an overgrowth of bacteria in your mouth, it's possible to inhale them into your lungs, where they can create problems such as pneumonia. Researchers report that improving oral hygiene among hospital patients reduces cases of pneumonia by 40%. 40%. So don't think about it brushing your teeth. Think about it by saying if you reduce the buildup of bacteria in your mouth, you reduce your cases of pneumonia by 40%. But don't forget that we're saying you're wearing a mask, which dries out your mouth, which is also increases bacteria, which we just showed you, but that's causing that bacteria, which one of the leading ones is strep, to be pulled back into your throat and down into your lungs because your mouth is dry. Anybody? What are we missing? I must be just too stupid to understand, right? That's what they want you to believe. It says, he adds that saliva is also what neutralizes acid in the mouth and helps prevent tooth decay and gum disease. Good times. So that clearly increases the risk of gum disease, heart disease, and so on and so on. So we're not even at the biggest point yet, guys. This is just basic logic. This is deductive logic based on the facts that they're giving us. Right? I'm not pointing to some fringe website making a claim they can't prove. This is them telling us what to think, and I'm using that data to show you that they're wrong. That's my opinion. The hope is that you will think and come for yourself and conclude what you will. I mean, look, if you disagree with me, I hope you do so by looking at the data, not by listening to what they tell you you're supposed to think and saying, I know that topic, that's fake news. If this is wrong and I'm wrong in some way, or you think it's wrong, please reach out to me. This is an objective show based on data and facts, and are happy to change the opinions when we find reason to. But that's not what's happening today. Now, this one is really important. Now, this is an article that was written and published on the British Medical Journal. It's not a study, but it's a letter to the editor, essentially. And I might have referenced this once in the past, but we're going to go through most of this right now. This is 2020. Now it says, more research is needed on the effects of, let's just say, nose and mouth bacterial flora. So I don't have to pronounce those words. That's what they're talking about. Nasal and oral, mouth and nose. Now it says, dear editor, I have performed several thousand post-mortem after death examinations on people of all ages who have died following viral respiratory tract infections. It is most unusual for the virus to act alone. Talking about COVID-19 here. In most cases, there is a secondary contribution to inflammation from the nose and the mouth bacterial pathogens. This can be overt as in bacterial pneumonia or bacterial sepsis, Or it can be covert when bacterial-induced inflammation triggers myocardial infarction or stroke. Okay, so we're not, so far we're not talking about, in a general sense, what he's saying is that he is seeing, before we even get to the mask part, he is seeing an increase in bacterial pneumonia in the people that he is basically doing autopsies on. And in most cases, he says there's a secondary contribution to inflammation and in these bacterial pathogens. Now, remember from 1918, right? That seems to be happening right now. Bacterial pneumonia or bacterial, oh, I just read that. So it says the disease can be asymptomatic, mild, or moderate. And that's just based on, I would argue that that's being challenged right now by a lot of the newest studies. 9 million people plus in China showing you that there's basically zero incidence of asymptomatic. But he's saying that according to the data, can be asymptomatic, mild or moderate, or severe, and potentially fatal. Viral load will be a variable, but there, and he's talking about bacterial pneumonia, I believe. But there, oh, excuse me, that point didn't make it relevant. Viral load will be a variable, but there are also likely to be bacterial cofactors. The reports from China record indirect evidence of secondary bacterial infection in the form of raised, that whatever those are, neutrophil counts and raised procalcitonin levels. But they're saying they're seeing evidence of a secondary bacterial infection, which, by the way, right now, we already know our CDC is happily combining those with pneumonia, flu, and COVID-19 and PIC numbers, no matter what. Just claiming that no, and that's why there's no flu happening in this country right now. And on that point, by the way, all these are things I had on my points for the other show I might do after this, but that there are doctors literally claiming, look, there's zero cases of flu in London. And we're waiting for the going, okay, good. Finally, they're recognizing it. But no, they followed up by saying, see, it's evidence of how good this is working. It's like, how stupid must you be if you could think there are zero cases? I mean, for crying out loud, like a doctor was saying that. No, that's because they're using them elsewhere. And it says PIC. Wake up, people. It shows you how willing doctors are to blindly take what they're told by people they've already decided are authority figures. They're trained like that. That's what they get trained like in school. But it says most severely affected patients have evidence of sepsis and acute respiratory distress syndrome, and nearly all have reached high dose parenteral antibiotic therapy. It says Staphylococcus aureus is a common nose and mouth bacterial pathogen. Many strains produce pyrogenic toxins, and these could cause the cytokine cascade seen in severe cases of COVID-19. If the public are advised to wear face masks, we must be certain that it will not adversely affect the bacterial flora of the upper respiratory tract. Right. The fact that he's even concerned about that shows you that there's validity to the claim that there's something that could be causing it from a mask, as well as the fact that then makes you think back to 1918 and ask that very valid question. It says, I am not aware of research in adults relevant to this question, but there is quite extensive evidence from another field of study in which viral infection interacts with bacterial pathogens to cause sudden death. Now, he's talking about SIDS with, you know, young children, but it says this condition was associated with prone sleeping, like on your back, I believe, and was more common in the winter months when viral respiratory infections were prevalent to the community. Interestingly timed to where we are right now, viral respiratory tract infection led to the secondary bacterial growth by bacterial pathogens, and toxins produced by the bacteria led to sudden death around 2 to 3 months of age when antitoxin IgG levels in the infant serum were at their lowest. That was an interesting, kind of interesting point that they're saying that this literally could lead to sudden death in seemingly mostly in children based on the studies, but he makes the point to just simply say that that could interact in a way that could cause sudden death. But he says most mucus secretions from the upper airways soaked within the material of the mattress, so like a baby laying on their side, and this is why he's making the point, are an effective culture medium for bacterial pathogens. All right, so even when you lay them on their side, the point is that that still may be caused by just the mattress. But here's a relation to the mask. This is why he's saying all this. He says this is directly relevant to the question of homemade cloth face masks, which are what most people are wearing because the CDC told them to, and because mainstream media articles are making it a trendy new fashion thing to go out and just try all the new masks, despite none of them being held to some kind of medical standard, none of them actually being tested to actually stop virus, all this stuff. How does that align with the biggest pandemic in a century and that we're all going to die unless you wear these things that we've never made sure actually do what we're saying? As long as you're just wearing something over your face, you're not being hassled. So what if, you know, people are wearing, they even argue about knitted cloth, like a quilt with big holes in it. I mean, it's obscene. And that's in these mainstream articles are saying that's one version. Doesn't seem like it really matters in regard to what they're claiming it does. But it says there is a potential for bacterial pathogens to grow in moist mucus soaked within the material of your mask. This could adversely alter the upper respiratory tract flora. Inhalations of bacteria and viruses directly into the lung in patients incubating COVID-19, or because you're wearing a mask and your mouth is dry, right? We just covered that, could then risk synergistic interaction and a rapid deterioration of the patient's condition. So the point is, when you suddenly have bacterial pneumonia, it in fact causes a dramatic increase in the risk to what you're dealing with, such as COVID-19, if that's actually what's happening. So not only that, the idea that you could just develop bacterial pneumonia that could be deemed COVID-19, also adding on the PCR test, which has a very high false positive prevalence. So you could just be deemed that because of your symptoms in this test. They're also just saying in general, if you believe that's what's happening, that this adding to it is what is actually killing you, not the disease. Right? Not actually COVID-19, but the fact that you're unhealthy and that causes bacterial pneumonia or just other circumstances that causes that. That seems wildly relevant to where we are. And of course, when you want to blame it on bacterial pneumonia, and that's what most people are dying from, like Fauci said about 1918, that seems to suggest that what they were dying from was actually their unhealthiness. Yes, the disease or whatever they caught increased that possibility. But it wasn't that that killed it. Without the secondary issue caused because of your body's low immune system and so on and so on, that you it wouldn't have been as severe. So the argument would be maybe not wearing a mask in this sense could actually reduce your risk with whatever else you might be dealing with. I'm not saying that's the case. I'm saying this is what the data seems to point to. And this what this doctor is literally telling you, saying there is a basically exactly what we're telling you. And by the way, this is another article from December, this is this month, says SARS-CoV-2 related pneumonia cases and pneumonia picture in Russia in March and May 2020. Secondary bacterial pneumonia and viral co-infection. So this is a study that just happened that is confirming what that was just saying. It's telling you right here that SARS-CoV-2, a low pathogenic virus itself, becomes exceptionally dangerous if secondary bacterial pneumonia attacks a COVID-19 patient as a complication. Right, so that seems to be killing people. That seems to be the cause of all the breathing and the issues and the intubation making it even worse, like we just pointed out. So without that extra complication that seems to be exacerbated and possibly caused by the thing we're saying protects us, it could be possible that this wouldn't be happening at all. Could be something to consider. An essential part of the severest complications and mortality associated with COVID-19 in Russia in March-May 2020 may be attributed to secondary bacterial pneumonia. The risk of secondary bacterial pneumonia and its further complications should be given very serious attention in combating SARS-CoV-2. Doesn't seem to be happening. It's all about treating SARS with SARS-CoV-2 with vaccines, right? They seem to be attacking any other kind of treatment. It's all about doing what they want you to do, not ignoring the reason that seems to be making this much, much, much worse, if it's really happening the way they say it is at all. Why would that be? Again, as I pointed out 100,000 times since this started, it seems that every action they take not only does not make you more safe, but seems to lead to more problems, seems to lead to more infection, more sickness, more spread, more anything you want to talk about. And that's been every single decision they've made. Go back and look. Every one of them has led to more issues. Of course, they always would rather you think they're incompetent than criminal. But you know what I think. But here's what they're all saying. French press agency, bacterial pneumonia, a complication of influenza, not linked to mask wearing. Oh, why are they saying that? Oh, let's take a quick look. Oh, it's because they're doing the same thing. They're saying Fauci never said that in his 2008 article. He never said there was mass involved. So remind me how that makes the case that they don't cause that. Am I missing something? No, they're hoping that we're all too stupid to make the obvious connection that because Fauci never made that point in an article from years ago, that somehow that's just not possible today. Do you realize how stupid that is? Do you realize that all the people writing these articles know that? man in Jacob here either is a mindless follower who writes exactly what he's told, or he's knowingly making an obvious logical fallacy here. You go ahead and read through this. It's all about 1918. The fact check has addressed other false and misleading claims about face masks here and here. Of course, it's probably exactly what we've already talked about. But nowhere does it get into exactly what I just went over. You know, random controlled trials and studies and British Medical Journal documents that tell you this is happening, or that they think it's happening, or the fact that mask mouth is clearly causing bacterial infections in your mouth, which could very clearly lead to exactly what we just said. It's not possible. But this is what's known as a logical fallacy. They're playing you. So you think, you read this, they hope, and move along. That's what they hope. And they're everywhere. No, you won't get pneumonia from normal face mask use. Ah, there's their out right there. Because you know what? Nothing is normal about the way these are being used. They have never been used this way before. Even in regard to pointing to China and places like that, it's never been like this. This is mandated, which is illegal, by the way, or maybe the lack of a better word. It's not a law by any stretch of the imagination. We didn't vote for this. Congress didn't vote for this. Not even local Congress. No, they just mandated it. That's an authoritarian government. But nothing about this is normal. All day, every day, inside and out, during cold weather, fogging. You know, think about your breath in the cold weather. Think about the heat in and out and in and out. Think about when you breathe through your t-shirt or anything like that. When you're cold, it gets cold right afterward. It gets cold. It gets wet. So we're going to pretend that after 30 seconds being out in the cold with a cloth mask, that it's not gathering moisture and that it's not increasingly gathering bacteria, which is a basic common understanding? Obviously it is. But according to them, no, you won't get it with normal face mask use, because you probably wouldn't if you were wearing it for a couple minutes here or while you were in surgery and then you took it off and so on. Or even all day, but then not again for a long period of time. I don't recommend any of that. But every day, all day, week in and week out, month in and month out, that is not normal. And that's why this is a sidestep. But it says very clearly, there's no evidence that normal use of face masks can cause fungal bacteria infections. But that's not even true. That's literally the opposite of what the science says, whether it's normal use or not. But they don't care because it's not about facts. They're simply regurgitating what their bosses told them and they were told by somebody else. Unbelievable. Here's another one. Fact check. Fact check. No evidence mask wearers are arriving in ICUs with pneumonia. Okay. A little bit of a different claim. No evidence that they're showing up at hospitals with pneumonia. Let's see what they have to say. The claim. Mask wearers are arriving in ICUs with pneumonia inhaled from masks. Okay. So that quickly changed from just showing up with pneumonia, right? No evidence mask wearers are arriving with pneumonia, which then suddenly became, which is the caveat here, inhaled from masks. So that's, you know how impossible that is to prove that the pneumonia that they may have while they're wearing a mask was inhaled from the mask? You can't prove that. And that's their out. It says, can wearing a mask land you in the hospital? It can, according to one viral social media post, and here's the sidestep we're telling you about. Am I making that claim? Am I the one saying this? No, but they'll point to me and say, see, we debunked that. Somebody will send me this article and say, here's why you're wrong. I never made this claim, but this is their Alex Jones play, right? Where he makes the ridiculous, outrageous claim about something that's actually true. So they can point to him and be like, fake news. But it says they post claims that mask wearers have been coming down with infections and pneumonia. And that, I would argue, our evidence just clearly showed you as possible. But here's what the claim says. Mask wearers are now arriving in ICUs with antibiotic-resistant strains of pneumonia. Uh-oh. See, and that is how they play this game. Because what they're claiming is, well, there's no antibiotic-resistant strains of pneumonia. Well, but that's not the point. It's about pneumonia. And that's what the article says, but that's not what they're actually debunking. You see, it's a shell game. They're constantly playing it fast and loose with what they're talking about. Quote, from beginning of this pathogenic organisms they were meant to exhale, it says down here, Bergman's Post has received over 570 shares. Oh, man. Right? I bet you anything the one that shared the actual facts that he was caking from probably has 100,000 shares because they're being objective and they're pointing out that it's possible. But of course, they want to point to the one guy with a small amount of shares to make it seem like everyone's saying that and that's where it's all coming from. Nope. The same thing I did with the previous article where they said it came from this Waking Times website. And no, it didn't. That article had barely any reach. It came from everywhere else, and they pointed to the one that was making a broad claim. Can mask wearing cause pneumonia? It says, there's no evidence of masks leading to fungal or bacterial infections in the upper airway or the lower airway, as in pneumonia. That's simply not true. We literally just showed you that. And I'm going to show you again with some other evidence following up what he said. But of course, Dr. Davidson Hammer, infectious disease specialist, is either lying to you or just doesn't know what he's talking about. I find that hard to believe. I find it hard to believe that someone in that position wouldn't know what they're talking about. So I either think he's lying or he's simply being told something that he's trusting. Because they're told to trust their betters, right? When the CDC says something, well, that's fact. That's what they're taught in school. And you can ask any doctor that. But their ruling, false. Well, let's show again why these people are incorrect. But before we do that, here's the article making this claim as well. Do they heighten the risk of antibiotic resistant strains? Clearly, that's the point, but they don't even reference that again after the headline. It says, there's no evidence to suggest that the use of face masks increases the risk of developing pneumonia. Uh-oh, what happened to the part that the antibiotic resistant strain? This is horrible, horrible journalism. But it says, or any other bacterial, fungal, viral infection in the lungs. But there is. There's lots of evidence. They just don't want to point to it. And I've already shown you most of it, but I'm going to show you some right after this that prove the opposite of what they're about to say. In fact, according to a study published in the Preventative Medicine, Medicine Journal, wearing face masks is shown to protect people against bacterial infections in hospital settings, where healthcare workers are most prone to antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Now, the point is, now it says it there, but I was referencing this part, the first part. But the point is here, what do people wear in hospitals? Oh, they wear medical masks, medical grade masks, yes, that are actually held to certain standards. But the vast majority of Americans are wearing cloth masks because the CDC told them to. So that's obviously a manipulation because we're talking about cloth masks as the most, I mean, it's well over 90%. I've seen it fluctuate, but most people in this country are wearing cloth masks because that's what they can afford or have access to. Most people can't afford to buy a whole box of masks every 2 days. Especially while they don't have a job and don't have any income and can't feed their families. You know how it goes. Damn, that COVID's causing all this, right? That's what they want you to think. No, your government actions destroyed your lives based on this illusion that we're showing you now. But they're saying, well, they wear them in hospitals and they're shown to stop infections. But that's not even true. That, even in regard to medical masks, is not shown to be the case. All the studies that we show, and all of them, by the way, are included in the links in this article right now. In my article, not this, the T-Lab article, that all of them come to the same conclusion. There is no statistically significant reduction in transmission. That counts for anything we're talking about. But as I've shown you 100 times over, this is also from the British Medical Journal, posted on the National Library of Medicine, National Institute of Health, a cluster randomized trial. Only randomized trial you're going to find about cloth masks. Ask yourself why the media won't tell you about it. 2015. Compared with medical masks. Now, very clearly says, an analysis by mask use showed influenza-like illness and laboratory-confirmed virus were significantly higher in the cloth mask arm. Now, this is the other important part. Penetration of cloth mask by particles was 97%. That's droplets, right? So if you're telling people that this reduces your infection, and 97% of the time, even with droplets or with a cloth mask, it's just going right through. They're deceiving you. But the best part is, even medical masks is 44%. There's no other follow up here. They're pointing to observational and models, and this, we're looking at random controlled trials that came to the definitive conclusion that these are not safe. And not only that it gets through constantly, and they're telling you that, yeah, this paper wrote over here says they're good. Here's the study. Here's the actual science. You can dig into the one they just pointed to. You won't find it. And here's the point. Conclusions. It says the study is the first random controlled trial of cloth masks. And the reason they did it is to compare the use, because the cloth masks were starting to be used and they didn't know how good they were. It's funny how they did the study, got the conclusion that they shouldn't be used, and then didn't do anything. Isn't that funny? It's almost like they said, hey, we can use this. Moisture retention, reuse of cloth masks, and poor filtration may result in an increased risk of infection. Right. Okay, so going back to the other points, we know that cloth masks, according to their science, can increase your risk of infection by quite a bit. The study, you can read through it. It's quite a bit. So if that's increasing your risk of infection, it's drying your mouth out, you're breathing in, it's causing mask mouth, it's causing other infections, and the point is that they cannot then possibly, being strep being one of the most common that's happening because of all the factors we just described, it's just somehow not possible that that can do exactly what that study just showed you it could do, which was be pulled back into your lungs and cause an infection in your lungs. Somehow, because COVID-19, it magically just cannot break past your throat. That's what they want you to believe, that it's just fake news conspiracy theory. Why? Because Fauci never wrote about it in 2008, didn't you know? Fake news. Further research is needed to inform the widespread use of cloth masks globally. Yeah, they never did that. As a precautionary measure, cloth masks should not be recommended for healthcare workers, particularly in high-risk situations. Sure, but they'll throw them at you and say, go ahead. But they want you to believe that we know they work in hospitals, so go ahead and wear it. WHO and CDC both recommend that general sanitation guidelines should be followed to ensure one is wearing clean masks. Yeah, but how many Americans know that? Wet and visibly dirty masks should not be worn. I've already seen that violated 1,000 times in one day, as they can be contaminated with microorganisms. Right. So they're telling you that you have to sanitize and follow the guidelines. You know what their guidelines are? If you touch it once, you throw it away. Do you think that's even feasible for Americans? Do you think it's even possible that they can do that? What if they're out in the middle of something? Oh, suddenly they touched it. Oh, what do I do? Too bad. Now you're at risk, according to them. But they won't tell you that. They'd rather you wear that dirty thing to comply than do what's supposed to happen according to their own guidelines. How does that make sense? It makes sense because, like the other doctor said, it's not about science. It's about conformity. It's about compliance. And as they say right down here, it clearly also says several infectious disease specialists have clarified the misinformation to explain that other than some discomfort, and and these are just nameless people he's citing as experts, which I'll prove to at the end, is flat out not true, that their own studies showed you that there are very clear health side effects, not even talking about infections, but he's saying that, you know, other than some discomfort, normal use of face masks do not cause any harm. Yes, that's certainly possible. I'm not even talking about that today. We're talking about the very, very abnormal use of everybody being forced to wear them all the damn time. And it wouldn't be normal. Like, look, do you see doctors walking around with cracked teeth and bad breath and acne and cracked lips? You don't. You know why? Because they're not wearing it like you are. But it also says healthcare providers wear masks for longer than 8 hours a day. Sometimes. Well played, guys. Yeah, sometimes. Not every day, all day, day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out, on and on and on and on. That's not sometimes. That's all the time. But sure, go ahead and try to gaslight people into doing what they're told. These are bad people, guys. These are bad, bad people. Anybody playing this game, whether they argue it's for the greater good, they're bad people, gross bad people, willing to trick you into doing something that hurts you for their benefit, whatever that may be. But we know very clearly, moisture retention and reuse of cloth masks increased risk of infection. Now back to the article or the page from the CDC. Remember, CDC recommends their last update to use of cloth masks, specifically the ones that we just showed you from their science, shows a dramatic increase of infection. Why would that be? Anybody out there that's going, you're crazy, that's not true, please, please send me the one that says that's not true. Please show me the other follow-up random controlled trial that says, here's why face masks of cloth kind work best. Here's why they don't cause infections, unlike the other study that got that incorrect. Please, please show me. You won't find it. It's not there. So they know they have this study that found conclusively that they have a big increase in infections. They know it's there. Trust me, if they didn't when they first started, they sure as hell know it's there now, and they don't do anything about it. They don't care. It says masks also help reduce inhalation of these droplets by the wearer. But again, we just showed you that that's simply not true, because 97% of the time goes right through, according to their science. But of course, remember also that they're aggressively driving in that droplets are what cause it all, despite the fact that I've already shown you in past shows that they used to say, first they started with droplets, then they said it was aerosolized particulates. Now they went back to droplets. Why? Because droplets they can make sense of with masks. Because they, I guess, didn't do their due diligence and forgot that maybe people are smart enough to research how small the virus is or how small these aerosolized particulates are and the fact that that can't be stopped by a mask. Oops. So let's just jump back over to droplets then. But if you listen to any of these other experts, they'll tell you very clearly, we know that this is not, most of the droplet size, there's dead virus. I've already gone over all of this. But it goes on to say, cloth masks not only effectively block most large droplets, nope, false, 97%, as we just showed you, almost 97% penetration of cloth mask particles. It's just so stupid. It's so stupid that we have to go through this and do this with you right here. But, of course, and don't forget, they're talking about 20 to 30 microns. The virus we're talking about is 0.1 to 0.3 at the most. But they can also block the exhalation of fine droplets and particles. Nope. No, it can't. It's just not, the science doesn't show that. Now, they're again, they may talk here some, you know, rushed systematic review we did, and it's only, you know, we're talking about the only random controlled trial. The gold standard. The exact same thing they would say if I was pointing to some fringe study that was done on the fly with a model in some computer lab. They would laugh it off. But also point that as we're talking about specifically cloth masks, right? That's the point of this whole article. The use of cloth masks. You would think, you would guess, right, that they would use the only random controlled trial about cloth masks in that. You would assume, right? But no. You won't find it anywhere in any of these resources. And even more so, if you take a moment to look through them, you'll quickly find that most of them aren't even about cloth masks. Most of them are about generalized, you know, like comparing shields with generalized masks or mostly medical masks and on and on and on. The implications of silent transmission. Wait, that doesn't sound like cloth masks. Controlling COVID-19. And by the way, I've read these. I've looked into them and they're not. Controlling COVID-19 requires preventing SARS-CoV-2 transmission. What? Without symptoms? How does that reply? You see what I mean? Efficacy of face masks, neck gaiters, and face shields for reducing expulsion of simulated cough generator. Yeah, not in their computer models. Low-cost measurements of face mask efficacy for filtering expelled droplets during speech. Huh? I thought we were talking about cloth masks working. Visualizing the effects of face masks. Visualizing. Oh, it's another model. Face coverings and masks to minimize droplet dispersion. So droplets, you mean how this thing isn't spread? And it doesn't talk about face masks or specifically cloth masks and their negative side effects? Nothing. And you please go through the whole thing and you'll see it for yourself. But here's a gem just for you. Testing the efficacy of homemade masks. That's one of the ones that stood out to me. And I said, okay, maybe they've got one in there. Would they protect in an influenza pandemic? Here's what their conclusion was. Our findings suggest that a homemade mask should only be considered as a last resort to prevent droplet transmission, which is not what we're talking about, from infected individuals. But it would be better than no protection. So basically, the last thing you should ever put in front of your mouth other than, I mean, I argue that that's not the case. That's what they're saying. I argue that we just clearly showed you that they have a risk of increased infection. So it is literally the last thing you should put in front of your mouth over anything, over nothing. But what they're saying, and this is what the CDC is using to point to as evidence that cloth masks work, is saying that we shouldn't use these. This should be considered as a literal last resort to stopping droplets, which, by the way, is not how this spreads. Do you see how ridiculous? They don't expect anybody to dig into their sites, their sources. They think we're all that stupid. And they're wrong. But this is what our quote-unquote betters, you know, our leaders think of us. That they can just jam in a bunch of nonsense. Why? Well, they do the same thing in politics. We're making a stimulus bill for you, and we're going to give billions to foreign countries and say it's about helping you. Right? We're going to give you $600 a piece and send billions to Israel and billions to foreign countries and all over the world and, you know, millions for gender studies in Pakistan. But it's all for you, though. Why would you be surprised? Now, here's another interesting one to add to the point. Microbial contamination on used surgical masks among hospital personnel. The point of this is to show you that there's the idea that these masks are somehow, you know, that you can just put them off, take it off, put it on, touch it all day. They're overwhelmed with bacteria. I'm not even talking about COVID-19. We're talking about bacterial pneumonia and how that could relate. This is showing you that these masks are ridden with bacteria. It says to assess the relationship of bacterial and fungal contamination on used surgical masks worn by the hospital personnel and microbial air quality in the working wards. That was what the objective was. Their conclusion. And by the way, I'm trying to make this as short as possible. I hope you will, like I, take the time to read through these in its entirety, whether it's hard to go through or not. If you care about the truth and you care about knowing it, not just repeating what you're told, read it. Take the time. High bacterial contamination on outside area of the used masks was demonstrated, and it showed a significant correlation with microbial air quality of working wards. Now, that's in regard to inside these hospitals, but the point is, high bacterial contamination on the outside area of used masks. By the way, used meaning you wore it, took it off to have some dinner, or brush your teeth, or whatever. Do anything during the, that was a bad example, like outside, out there doing something, or get a drink of water, you take your mask off, put it back on. That's a used mask. You touched it. It's been contaminated. That's a fact. That's according to the CDC, according to any medical expert that will tell you if you touch that. If you're in a surgery, you touch your mask, you need a new one. And you're just in surgery. You're not even in the middle of a viral pandemic, as we're told. But you are, and they don't care. That doesn't make sense. But if you touch that mask, as it says, it is contaminated with bacterial and fungal contamination, for lack of a better word. So it's just ridiculous that we're still trying to pretend like the idea of something that is very obviously connected to exactly what we're pointing to, bacterial pneumonia, is just somehow outside the realm of possibility. Now, why would they be so afraid of that being the conclusion? As I said in the beginning, because it's contagious, because it has the same symptoms as what we're telling us we're dealing with today, because that would dramatically undermine their narrative about how dangerous this whole thing is. And that, by the way, is probably why they're aggressively combining all these things. It's a surefire way, whether they know it or not, into making sure this thing looks as dangerous as they say it is. Now, here's one last point before I get into the other side effects. I found this to be very relevant. How to stop bad bacteria in your mouth from migrating to your brain. So we've already established that the masks cause bad bacteria in your mouth. They cause infections in your mouth. And we've already demonstrated that because of the mask's climate in your dry mouth, that it can very clearly, being strep being one of the most common, be pulled back into your lungs, which could very clearly, based on everything we know, cause bacterial pneumonia. That seems undeniable to me. But then we have to realize what they're saying is how that very same situation could then migrate to your brain. Doesn't that seem interesting? Didn't all the discussions of like mental issues and how the test and the blood-brain barrier and all, it seems odd. But it says rheumatoid arthritis and pneumonia are just two diseases that have been linked to gum disease. Remember, gum disease causes heart disease, which they're already saying is tied to all of the COVID-19, all this, everything. According to a new study published in the journal Science Advances, bacteria normally present in the mouth can also release toxins that make their way into the brain. Once they're there, they may contribute to Alzheimer's disease. So the point is that the bad bacteria gets there because of the circumstances you're creating with the mask, which, by the way, mask mouth is not something we're denying here. They're the ones saying that's happening. And that is very clearly telling you that it's causing it exactly the kind of things that we're worried about. It's causing the kind of infections that cause and lead to bacterial pneumonia in your mouth, which could lead in your lungs, which could cause exactly what we're talking about. This isn't rocket science, guys. This isn't the hardest thing in the world to understand. But they want you to think it is. Thought I had another point in there, but let's jump over to the other health side effects. Right. So all of this aside, the idea is that just do it. Why not? It can't hurt, can it? Yeah, it literally can. The physiological impact of wearing, and this is an N95, which, by the way, nobody should be wearing. I can't believe nobody has made a bigger point about this. Not even me. N95 masks were the one they said you should wear. It's the best thing. It's the best one. Everybody was trying to find them. Right. And the whole point was that you wearing a mask doesn't protect you. It protects your grandma. Right. The problem is that N95s do only filter one way. You breathe in and it filters because they're filtering out, you know, toxins in the air, like dust and debris, because you're working in, you know, construction and so on. Or even in more specific kind of thing. The point is, you breathe in, it blocks. You breathe out, it completely opens. The valve opens and everything comes out. Did they not know that? Did they want us to wear it thinking we were protecting our grandma? I mean, what... Why is nobody saying, look at how incredibly wrong they got that. And they're still pretending like that's the case while simultaneously saying, no, it's about protecting your grandma. And this is the best one, except that one doesn't actually protect your grandma. What in the world? How do we not see how dishonest they've been from the moment this started? 2004, 70% of the patients showed a reduction in partial pressure of oxygen. And that's with an only one-way valve. Imagine a mask that you're breathing through both ways. 70% of the patients showed a reduction in partial pressure of oxygen. and 19% develop various degrees of hypoxemia, an abnormally low concentration of oxygen in the blood. This is something they will literally say right now is completely fake. They know these studies are here, guys. Wearing an NA5 mask significantly reduces PaO2 level, increases the respiratory rate, and increases the occurrence of chest discomfort and respiratory distress. Conclusion, wearing an N95 mask for 4 hours during, this is specifically in regard to hemodialysis, reduces your PaO2 and increased respiratory adverse effects. Right? That's one of them. I'm just kidding. There's a bunch of these. And I'm only going to show you five. This is from 2015. Respiratory consequences of, again, N95 type. But again, right now, understand, that's the one they'll tell you right now is the best one. So that makes the point much more relevant. Conclusions. Breathing through N95 mask materials have been shown to impede gaseous exchange, otherwise known as breathing, and impose an additional workload on the metabolic system of pregnant healthcare workers, which was what the study was focused on. And this needs to be taken into consideration in guidelines for respirator use. Right? According to them, it's simply not possible. That's not true. Reduces the expired oxygen concentration. Going forward, 2018. Specifically, the surgical mask, and this was about people that were walking on treadmills, and in some cases where they might need to wear a mask for whatever reason, and they did the study to find out whether that would hurt them. Guess what they found? Dyspnea, specifically just difficult breathing, labored breathing. Variation was significantly higher with surgical mask. So trouble breathing was significantly higher when wearing just a regular surgical mask, and the difference was clinically relevant. Conclusion, wearing a surgical mask modifies significantly and clinically dyspnea without influencing walking distance. All these are supposed to be fake news. 2019, contamination by respiratory viruses and outer surface of medical masks used by healthcare workers. Now, this one was specifically about this. And it, by the way, it comes to the same conclusion as the other one we just showed you, that these things are wildly contaminated and people are touching them all the time. But it also found some other interesting points. But it says most of the participants, 83.8%, reported at least one problem associated with mask use. Commonly reported problems were pressure on the face, difficulty breathing, discomfort, headache. All right? Not as severe as the other ones, but very clearly showing you that just moderate use of a mask is very clearly causing pain, issues, trouble breathing. And we all, again, back to the other point, we know that it is very clearly creating a reduction in blood oxygen level. That's a fact, according to their science. Respiratory pathogens on the outer surface of the used medical mask may result in self-contamination. The risk is higher with longer duration of mask use. You mean like all day, every day? Yeah, exactly like that. But they don't care. 2018? No, 2019. Don't care. Don't tell anybody. Don't warn them. Let them all wear them. Tell them to wash them and tell them to keep them all. I mean, this is ridiculous. 2020 November. Right? Think about how close that is to where we are right now. Exercise with face masks. We are handling a devil's sword, or are we? It says exercising with face masks may reduce available oxygen and increase air trapping, preventing substantial carbon dioxide exchange. The hypercapnic hypoxia may potentially increase acidic environment, cardiac overload, anaerobic. I think I looked that up last time. That was relating to involved or requiring an absence of free oxygen. And renal overload, which may substantially aggravate the underlying pathology of established chronic diseases. So not only does it increase, lower your blood oxygen level, but it actually just exacerbates other chronic diseases. Does that not sound relevant? Comorbidities and all these discussions. It does sort of seem like the mask is a focal point or a linchpin to a lot of this stuff, but nobody's allowed to talk about it because it's fake news. Because here's what the mainstream will do. This is the mainstream journalism we're seeing. 8 face mask mistakes I've learned the hard way. Remember Allison Prayer, someone you should never listen to. It's all about style, you know? These are the big mask mistakes, right? Don't train people that they shouldn't touch it or that they should, you know, that it's unsanitary. No, let's just, the big mask mistakes are whether you match your lipstick with it. That's what this is about. Choosing the wrong material. This one's very important, as we just made clear. The cloth mask reduces the risk of infection, that the space around it doesn't, it has to, I mean, it's important. All these are wildly important. Here's a mainstream article. Here's how important they want to make it seem to you. It says, I have a denim face mask, which is very stylish and protective since it's quite thick, which is totally not how you decide that. But I quickly realized that it's far too thick to wear in the summer. Okay, so this person was wearing something they could barely breathe through for how long? Why wasn't he informed otherwise, or she? Why? I mean, because nobody gave anybody guidance. The government didn't come out and say, yeah, that will probably suffocate you. No, they didn't do that. How does that make any sense with the argument that we're in the biggest pandemic in a century? They would be constantly telling you if they were really trying to stop this thing that this is what you should do. This is the only one you should make. And we would, I mean, realistically, if this was, we're already talking about Defense Production Act and all these things. If they were to mass produce masks that they thought were actually working and make sure every American had one, well, that would be much more logical, wouldn't it? I'm not calling for that. I want the opposite. But just realize how that makes sense and the broad kind of just arbitrary mandate of putting anything in front of your face is stupid. I mean, really unscientific and really unintelligent, and people are gobbling it up. And this is the guy saying, well, I just tried some denim. Now I tried some cloth. Here I tried some, you know, whatever. It's fine. That's crazy. He said, it's a fine balance because you want something that's thick enough to be effective, which, by the way, being thick is not a determination of whether it's effective. But sure enough, people walk away thinking so. Good job, mainstream media. But if it's suffocating you, you'll be tempted to take it off. Tempted. But go, but the insinuation there is leave it on, though. Even if it's suffocating you. God, take my advice and look for masks that are made of breathable materials. You know, like cloth. That you can handle wearing for long periods of time in the summer. Which is not what you should be doing. Like, he says, she says, cotton. Or knit. She says, knit. Do we realize that 0.1 to 0.3 microns is what? Well, is too small to even get stopped by a regular mask? But yeah, wear a knit mask because that's going to help you. But we're the ones being crazy for pointing out obvious facts and science about this. But this person can come out and say, wear a quilt on your face and you'll be good to go. And that's totally allowable today. Is this author a doctor? Is this not considered medical advice since you're telling them what kind of medical device to wear on their face? Ah, but see, that's not what's really happening. And you'd know that if you were paying attention. Unbelievable. What a deal. Look at 3 for $15, guys. Because it's all about peer protection, not money and the gold rush of PPE, right? The mask mistake. Choosing non-adjustable masks if your face is too small, right? Nowhere in this is talk about the kind, how it works, what the differences are. It's about style. All I can say is, wow, you know, right? Wow, guys, look at how great she looks in that mask that is probably hurting her. Wearing a light-colored mask with lipstick. Oh, that's a big one. Make sure you write these down, guys. The mask mistake. Wearing a mask that ties when you have to take it on and off a lot. This is the point. Is this author doesn't even realize that what she just described is like the epitome of the last thing you should do. Yeah, go ahead and get some ties so you can take it off, put it on, take it off, put it on all day long. And this is okay. This is allowable. This fundamentally incorrect medical advice, which is what it would constitute, because we're talking about something that they're claiming is stopping the transmission of the biggest viral thing in the century. But that's okay. She's allowed to wildly mislead people with medical advice framed as fashion advice. But I can't tell you facts based on the science. Think about how crazy that is. That's where we are right now. For all I know, this has already been censored. How do we know? It says, I realize this is a contradictory since I just recommended a mask that ties if your face is on the smaller side. But on days when I know I'm going to be taking it on and off repeatedly, which already shows you that they're doing what's wrong, already contaminating themselves, already spreading it instead of stopping it. But we know that's not what's happening. Anyway, again, I'm just using their narrative to show you how wrong they are. When I'm driving around and running errands. Yeah, sounds real sanitary. I opt for one that I can just slip behind my ears. Trust me, it'll make your life much easier. Gosh. All right. So it's hanging around your mouth. I mean, if anywhere you put it, anywhere else, touching it even means it's contaminated, but they won't ever even try to give you that, tell you that. Not carrying something to put your mask in. Again, arguing that you should be carrying it around with you all day instead of changing it. The last thing you want to do is toss it into the table or your handbag or your keys, which is what everybody's doing. And you certainly don't want to accidentally drop it anywhere, which is what everybody is doing. So I advise carrying a plastic bag or envelope. Yeah, because that's totally medically sanitary, right? Just grab a sandwich bag. Totally cool. Grab an envelope from your desk drawer to put that medical device in that's supposed to stop transmission of a disease that's killing everybody. Yeah, that sounds totally logical. Or even better, opt for one of these chic sunglass chains that can hang around your chest. So you can have a mask to hang around your chest. This is allowable, guys. This is okay. Why? Because they're advocating for masks, even in ways that fundamentally undermine the medical things that they're currently saying. This just makes me sick. Choosing one that doesn't suit your style. Got to make sure it matches your shirt, right? Because you know what? You can't just go wear blue all the time. So they want you to buy cloth face masks because then you can change it out to match your shirt. Why? Because the cloth face masks increase your risk of infection. Not having enough of them. Right. And here's a point to make. You know how many Americans can't even afford their bills to feed their families right now? But we're going to pretend like they can just go out and buy an infinite number of masks and gloves every day? That's really stupid. And I mean, the idea that that's even possible, that we could all just keep buying masks all the time, is ridiculous. Now, look, even in a normal setting, that's not even feasible for in a general sense. But people would in a general sense, because people do that with all kinds of other things, right? Constantly buying things for work or whatever. That's what their argument would be. But now people don't have an income. They can't even feed their families. They can't pay their bills, but they're expecting them to buy lots of masks. But you know what? It's not happening. So the ones that are still complying are buying one or a few and reusing them and washing them. And every time you wash it, as the studies have already shown, it dramatically reduces its usefulness. After the third wash, it's like it was something like 20% effective after that, even in the regard to the way it was working before. That's not even to speak about whether or not it stops transmission. All of these things are easy to look up, but I'm crazy. Uh-oh, the big mask mistake, wearing lots of makeup, right? Because that also adds to the sanitary nature of a mask that's rubbing in with your face sweat and makeup and, you know, totally good stuff. Adding the humidity and sweat to the already moist, gross area you're creating in the mask because you're breathing in and out of it, right? This just reeks of sanitation, right? But this is what your mainstream is doing. This is what they're telling you. They're telling you that this is what's important. And to kind of, the last point in regard to this first part is the majority of 1918, as CNN says, the majority of 1918 flu deaths occurred in the fall of 1918, which, by the way, they point out is the second and the worst wave of the 1918 flu. But we know Fauci is already telling us, and the data shows you from before, that most people, in fact, died from bacterial pneumonia in 1918, not the pandemic. So if they all got this in the second and worst wave, and most of them died from bacterial pneumonia, doesn't that seem to suggest that there was a dramatic raise in bacterial pneumonia? And that's what was actually the cause of this big thing, and not the whatever viral thing was going around, and that was probably being spread because the bacterial pneumonia was being increasing because of the illness and the sickliness and the things around their face? Seems like a logical thing to point out, doesn't it? And right now, guess where we are? Right in the beginning of that. Right in the beginning of the second. Uh-oh, a new deadly strain was found in Colorado, they said. By the way, that was the last tweet I put out before they removed my account. I just said, and let the illusion begin again. Oh, it's a new strain that we've already shown you. The science is showing you that there's not enough evidence to suggest it's any more transmissible. NERVTAG, the group that actually voted on it in the UK, already decided that. There's not enough evidence. But because Neil Ferguson said so, well, they went ahead with it anyway. You know, that guy who's already been wrong like 17 times. I'm exaggerating, but at least with COVID-19. And like, I think 5 or 6 times before that. Like, catastrophically wrong with his models. But the other group says, no, we don't have enough evidence. We shouldn't go on lockdown again because we don't know what's happening. And he stands up and says, we're all in danger. And Boris Johnson does what he says. The guy who got it wrong to begin with that got us here. Does that not sound like a self-fulfilling prophecy? Why would you listen to the guy who got it wrong? Because he's the guy they're using to toe the line. That's why. So here, we're about to see this happen again. And if it is bacterial pneumonia that's being caused by the wearing of face masks, which I think the data shows is certainly possible, that could describe why this happened in 1918 and why we're seeing the dramatic increase right now. Now, remember, you go ask, are you sitting next to people right now? Is there anybody around you? Ask everybody you're looking at, have you ever had bacterial pneumonia? My guess would be no. The vast majority of people you ask will say, no, I've never had that. So then when suddenly they catch this thing they've never experienced before and it's real severe and you feel like you're dying and you can't breathe and they go, man, that was crazy. And everyone goes, wow, COVID's crazy. We should ask whether they just have had something that they've never had before. Certainly possible, wouldn't you say? Just to wrap it up here, though, I want to add something that I find. This is where this comes from, the primary doctor medical journal, pdmj.org. This is about whether they work even remotely the way they say they do. And using the data of the locations that were most compliant versus what they say is happening with COVID to show you that even by their own data, it's not doing what they're saying it is. Masks, false safety, and real dangers. Now, there's part four. I'm still poking around this. There's a lot of good stuff in this website that I hope you'll check out. Abstract. Mask mandates in 2020 have resulted in no reductions in incidence of COVID-19 as detected by positive polymerase chain reaction PCR test, which, you know, is not something I would argue is something valid enough to tell us whether or not. But understand that why this makes sense, or at least is valid to discuss, is because they're using the same, they're using their gold standard. Right? This is the epitome. This is this is the same thing as what I'm doing every day. Right? I'm using their narrative to debunk what they're saying. So think of this in the same way. Not to suggest that the PCR test findings in that regard are 100% accurate. No way am I saying that. But follow along with me, you'll see what I'm saying. So they use PCR test. It says increased rates or insignificant change in the incidence of SARS-CoV-2 infections as detected by PCR tests have followed mask mandates throughout the world and in the U.S. states. So they're using it to tell people that they're sick. They're going around and using it to test the people in the areas using masks the most to tell you whether or not it's doing anything, right? So that seems like a valid comparison since they're using their gold standard, right? Masks are therefore a possible risk factor for infection with SARS-CoV-2 and higher incidence of COVID-19 disease. Isn't that interesting? The paper examines the known physical and chemical attributes of respiration through and involving the periphery of and inside of masks that may lead to a better understanding of the reasons for this phenomenon of increased COVID-19 incidence following mask use. Right? There's all these studies in the past that talk about people in surgery, for instance, having a lower incidence of infection without masks on. Now, I'm not saying this is straight from the mainstream stuff. I'm just saying these are the early on were pointed out. Now, it says COVID-19 incidence in masked and unmasked populations. The Council on Foreign Relations surveyed the citizens of 25 countries in mid-July 2020. Their question was, have you always worn a face mask outside the home in the last 7 days? Yes responses range from the highest of 93% in Singapore to the lowest of 1% in Finland and Denmark, which again, interesting. Think about Denmark and, you know, we're talking about Sweden all the time. In this general area, there's a lot of places out there that are seemingly not following the mandates, but not having the rush of COVID, you know, what they're claiming would happen. At the very least, still living their lives normally without destroying their economies. But it says, in our team's research, we examined those same countries 3 months later in early October 2020 regarding COVID-19 deaths and COVID cases. There seemed to be no clear identifiable pattern with regard to deaths. However, there was a trend of the countries with the least mask use in July 2020, showing generally fewer COVID-19 cases 3 months later. Now, as always, as anybody honest will point out, which is why you never hear it from the mainstream media, correlation is not causation. Meaning that just because you find a correlation, it doesn't mean that's necessarily causing what you're pointing out, right? That's important to understand. The media will never say that when they want you to assume what they want you to assume. But see, we're honest here, and we make sure you get the full picture. But they're telling you that they looked in the places that had the lowest mask use, and they seem to also have the fewest amount of COVID cases. Very interesting, right? Just more data to take for yourself and compare to other things. It says population data for countries in the U.S. states have shown that declared numbers of COVID-19 cases have more often increased than decreased after government mandates to their citizens to wear masks in those jurisdictions. Now, I argue, this is just a thought, that most of the places that are mandating masks are also doing some form of lockdown, which I argue the lockdown may be more the reason why we're seeing the issues. I argue it's not even COVID-19. We're seeing just deaths from all kinds of other things with a high prevalence false positive test telling people they're sick and they die from other things and they say, well, COVID-19. Just a thought. In any case, we know that this data is relevant. It says timelines of seven countries. Okay, let's see. Israel, Philippines, Spain, France, Hungary, Argentina. All show no prompt impact of mask mandates on change in number of cases and hospitalizations from COVID-19. But all seven of those countries showed increases in SARS-CoV-2 cases within 12 weeks following mask mandates. That's pretty damn, that's a really important correlation right there. Five U.S. metropolitan areas and six U.S. states were also examined and showed similar patterns of increased reported SARS-CoV-2 cases. The Czech Republic showed sharply increased COVID-19 incidents immediately following the country's second mask mandate. Come on. I mean, this is really important stuff. The graphs discussed were preparing using data from the COVID tracking project data download and from our World in Data. It says none except the Czech Republic showed a distinct inflection point from decrease to increase over or vice versa of positive PCR tests at the time or shortly after a mask mandate. The trend line of cases and hospitalizations in each jurisdiction generally increased after some weeks following the mandate. All areas showed increases in COVID-19 cases following mask mandates. Let me repeat that again. All areas showed increases in COVID-19 cases following mask mandates, except for New York City and Mississippi, both of which had already begun a sharp descent in COVID-19 cases for at least 2 weeks prior to mask mandates, and then continued without appreciable change. I believe that I don't want to read the whole thing here. There's a lot in here, but it's incredible that we have this kind of data and nobody wants to talk about it because they're afraid of being called crazy. Now, I mean, guys, we're talking about doctors here, right? I mean, understand that this is not some fringe. This is a study being produced by doctors. They could be wrong. Certainly possible. But why is it not even considered? Now, to kind of wrap up, finally freezes as we leave out here, I have a post from the World Health Organization. From March, I believe. And if this doesn't stop freezing in the next minute, I'm just going to end and wrap it up anyway. Glad it didn't freeze up until now. But there's a post from, maybe I'll show it to you next if it doesn't unfreeze. But from March, the World Health Organization stating the opposite of what they're being told, what everyone's being told about masks right now. They're stating that you should only wear a mask if you're around someone sick. You should only wear a mask if you have symptoms. And on and on and on. And here it is. It just got done freezing. This is from Facebook, from the World Health Organization post, the blue check and everything, from March 1st. Now, I want to ask yourself why this is still up. And by the way, I searched for this and it seemed to pop up on Google as if it was posted today. I think that might be because there's fresh comments. I don't know why. But just for fun, let's just look at what it says. When to use a mask. If you are healthy, you only need to wear a mask if you're taking care of a person with suspected coronavirus infection. Isn't that interesting? Wear a mask if you are coughing or sneezing. When to wear a mask? Healthy people, only if you're taking care of somebody who's sick. Wear a mask if you are coughing or sneezing. Masks are effective only, oops, that didn't work, only when used in combination with frequent hand cleaning, with alcohol-based hand rub or soap and water. The reason that's there is because that was the science. That's what everybody knew, and it was commonplace that masks are a tool, but really only effective in general. I mean, statistically insignificant according to all the random controlled trials, but they're done just as a precaution while you're washing your hands and doing all the other things. Never before, ever before this, was it ever claimed that they stopped transmission. That's simply not been the case. That's why they said this, that you should not do it unless. But clearly, that's not the case now. And as that article pointed out, suddenly, on a dime, it switched to, we've always known this, and it's common sense, and everybody should do it no matter what. Nothing shifted. No science happened. They simply changed their stance. It's pretty alarming, isn't it? And just, you know, on the way out, I want to make sure we don't forget that while we're quibbling about this horrible discussion that we shouldn't be talking about at all because the science is unbelievably clear, we're wildly polluting the planet. And as a point that I actually could show you. I believe I still have access to my posts, which I find interesting, by the way, that I can still see them, which is sort of interesting. I'm going to probably show you some of these tomorrow. Oh, that's another interesting one, too. Maybe I can show you that on the way out here. I thought I had it right in here. Oh, well, I don't want to waste too much time on the way out. Oh, here we go. Oh, that's right. I have to do it from the homepage. Dang it. Okay, it says, just did a show on this. This post says, more than 1.5 billion disposable face masks will wind up in the world's oceans this year, or already there is the point, since we're one day away. Polluting the water with tons of plastic and endangering marine life, according to a Hong Kong-based environmental group, and every other group that's pointing out the same. And I said, I just did a show on this. Where are all those who were moments ago screaming about climate change and pollution, right? Oh, that's right. Most of them right now are throwing away multiple masks a day and using disposable gloves every 30 seconds. Because that's helping. So it's interesting to see the thing that they thought was the most important thing ever is dropped like a bad habit the moment they're told they're in danger. Doesn't sound like constitution to me. Doesn't sound like they care at all. Sounds like it's more virtue signaling and something that makes them look like they care. Because you don't just drop things you care about the moment that it becomes inconvenient for you. Pretty ridiculous. But this is happening. Discarded coronavirus masks clutter the beaches as they pick them up. I mean, this is so gross. I mean, it's everywhere. Everywhere. I've already done a show about this, so you've probably already seen this. But this is from July. From BBC in July. So imagine where it's at now. Globally, in July, we are using 129 billion face masks and 65 billion plastic gloves every single month. Every month. Imagine where we are now. And realize that's July. Right? August, September, October, November, December. 129 billion. Every month. August, 129 billion. October, 129 billion. Probably more than that as it grows. Every month. And yet that's okay today? As we're just clogging up everything because they're told to do it, and half of these things are being wasted and used and thrown away and aren't even actually causing an effect or stopping anything they say it is, and it's increasing your risk of infection and it's causing you to drive, I mean, on and on and on. I mean, do you realize that Biden is the one that's screaming about, we're going to change, greenness and all this different, all the things that they think they want to hear, while then saying simultaneously, but we all have to wear masks all the time. That is not congruent. That's like saying, we have to fight pollution, but over here we need you to pollute like crazy. Stupid. And of course, that's all based on this idea, this assumption that we're all in desperate danger. This is the most serious pandemic in our lifetimes. And this data and the science coming directly from the CDC in not even close, in no way does it back up what they're saying. But as long as they keep you fearful and thinking that you're in danger, well, it seems like that's the ticket. But I think, in my opinion, that the science is undeniable. There's an obvious connection between wearing a mask and causing infections in your mouth. That's what mask mouth is. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. That leads to streptococcus in your mouth, which is the leading bacterial aspect of causing bacterial pneumonia. Only one of them, by the way. And that somehow is impossible to jump back into your throat and cause exactly what it can, being in the exact place that it needs to be to cause that, and the exact environment in your mouth it needs to be able to do that, such as a dry mouth, which you're breathing in and out from a mask. You know, I mean, if you, aside from COVID-19, took a side step and said, okay, what are all the things we need to create bacterial pneumonia? What we're dealing with now and what masks are causing are a perfect stop-for-stop checklist of everything you need to cause bacterial pneumonia. But on the same point, they'll turn around and say, but it's fake news. Yeah, you have mask mouth and, you know, gingivitis and gum disease and all these other bacterial infections in your mouth. But no, that one's fake news, though, because that is something we're using. Oh, that's going to get me censored. Uh-oh. Just a thought, though, right? Of course, because I'm not allowed to express my opinions on these platforms because that's fake news. But they'll come up and scream about things, and mainstream articles will tell you that you should do is get this knit mask because that's the best. It has no medical value and, in fact, contradicts everything they're saying. But that's okay. My facts and science, though, are dangerous to your health. I know that it's never been this clear. Now, I'm not going to follow up tonight with the next show. I'm just already 2 hours longer than I wanted to go, which is very frustrating because I wanted to just run Twitter through the mud because it's obscene what they're doing. But I will. I'll get to it. They'll be there. They'll still be burning down somewhere else. But we have plenty of other things to get into tomorrow. possibly tomorrow. I have other interviews that I've been putting off. I have a fantastic interview with Taylor Hudak that I keep getting buried with work, and it's about Julian Assange, and I'm going to put it out tomorrow no matter what, that you guys need to make sure you share. But plenty more coming your way, so make sure you continue to tune in. Please continue to think for yourselves, research for yourselves, and just ask questions. If you find yourself in a position where they're telling you you're not allowed to ask the thing that seems the most obvious, probably a red flag. I love you all for being here and asking those questions and thinking for yourselves. Please help me spread the word as I'm wearing my Truth Matters shirt. See, never been more appropriate, right? All the links down there below, which you always have. If you want to buy one of these shirts as well as question everything for that matter. But thank you guys. I love you all. As always, question everything. Come to your own conclusions. Stay vigilant.
What we're actually seeing is the systematic implementation of the fall of the Republic and the rise of the Corporation of the United States. Every major event is a step in the ladder to achieve that end. COVID is just another rung in the ladder, which is why there's a deliberate mixing of all the wordplay, right? I mean, we should stop calling it, you know, quarantine. That's a term designated for people that are verified sick. This is a house arrest mandated by the state. You should stop calling it, you know, social distancing. There's nothing social about forced isolation. We should stop saying safer at home when millions of Americans don't have basic necessities adequate to fit their needs. It assumes that everybody's home is equally as safe as the people that are making the statements. We should stop saying, you know, this is for the greater good, right? When you close the economy, killing millions of businesses that families have worked generations to establish, that's anything but good. We should stop saying this is the new normal. That's just blatant mind control drivel. There's nothing normal about forced isolation, you know, treating your neighbor like they have the plague, breathing your own bodily waste, wearing masks, living in constant fear of contamination. That's normal. I mean, after all, if the virus is so deadly, why hasn't it wiped out the homeless who don't social distance, wash themselves regularly, let alone, you know, live in or have access to a sterile environment? Last year, 1.5 million people died of tuberculosis. Why were you not wearing a mask during the tuberculosis pandemic? You were endangering, you know, public health and safety along with billions of other people around the globe. So why didn't you wear a mask? I'll tell you why. Because the mainstream media didn't tell you to wear a mask. Right? And so because though 1.5 million people died from tuberculosis, there was no tuberculosis pandemic any more than there's a coronavirus pandemic. What you're really participating in is a beta test for AI systems and facial recognition. See, these cameras work best when people are, you know, distance apart. Now they're actually testing through machine learning how to recognize, you know, a face that's partially covered. It's also a way to easily determine who's compliant and who's not. Who does the propaganda work on and who it doesn't? Now get this, you know, there's some ironies that are here, right? A society that kills millions of babies a year for convenience has shut itself down to prevent adults from dying. People that on the one hand slaughter babies in the womb by the millions are now preaching to the masses about the sanctity of human life. It's double speak, double talk. It's the two doctrine policy, one for the initiated, one for the uninitiated, one for the inner circle, another for the masses. It's like saying, you know, if I violate the stay at home order, I can be arrested, but you're letting convicted criminals out of prison so they don't get coronavirus. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. If there's a real pandemic, does it require, you know, faulty virus models, rigged test results, 81% false positives, inaccurate news reporting, staged hospital overruns, manipulated death certificates? Nope. You know, when the government shuts down, you know, millions of small businesses, but doesn't lay off any government employees, it's not about the health. When the state bans dentists from practicing, but deems it necessary for abortion clinics to stay open, it's not about your health. When the state prevents you from buying seeds for your garden, but allows you to purchase lottery tickets, it's not about your health. An institution that, you know, has the ability to destroy all of Earth through, you know, alleged nuclear warfare should not regulate personal self-defense. You know, an institution that's caught trafficking drugs shouldn't be able to regulate plants. An institution that's racked up $23 trillion prior to coronavirus in debt shouldn't be allowed to manage the retirement fund. An institution that was caught spreading STDs should not be allowed to run healthcare. If people are really concerned about public health and safety, you know, in general, but, you know, they don't care if people, you know, eat garbage, drink poison, smoke cancer, and take prescription drugs, but think that toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and mask are going to protect them from the boogeyman coronavirus. You know, this is a special kind of stupid that I can't address here. You should ask yourself a couple basic questions. When did you consent from, you know, you creating a government to serve you to you serving the government ruling over you? If you want to know, you know, who's in charge, just think about who you can and can't criticize.